The Student Loan Forgiveness Plan. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, announced by President Biden Wednesday.
Will impact about 43 million borrowers, including 20 million, who'll see their student debt totally canceled. Up to $10,000 in federal loans, 20 grand in Pell Grants.
I believe my plan is responsible and fair. It focuses the benefit on middle class and working families.
Critics, both on the left and on the right, excoriated the president, accusing him on the left of falling far, far short of what he should have done, and on the right of being immoral for saddling those who can least afford it to have to foot the bill for those who got all the benefits.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Some legal experts say the president lacks the authority to cancel student loan debt. In Uvalde, Texas, it's been exactly 3 months since the deadly school shooting and at Wednesday's school board meeting.
Hearing none, all in favor? Motion passes unanimously.
The school board fired police chief, the school's police chief, Pete Arredondo, over his failures the day of the shooting, including not sending officers in to subdue the shooter more quickly. Arredondo has said he didn't consider himself to be in charge of the scene that day. A federal appeals court has ruled that gender dysphoria is covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. That would make discrimination against individuals who identify as a gender other than their birth gender illegal. The ruling could restrict efforts by some states to limit gender-affirming care. 6 months into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, an AP survey has found many American companies, including federal contractors, are still doing business with Russia. More than $1 billion in Russian goods are being imported, despite President Biden's ban on them. Barring court intervention, convicted killer John Coddington has less than 12 hours to live. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt rejecting a parole board's recommendation to spare Coddington's life for a 1997 murder. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Justice Department has until noon to supply a federal magistrate in Florida with the redactions they'd like to see to the affidavit used to get the search warrant for former President Trump's home in the event that document is made public. President Biden again insisting he wasn't involved.
President Biden says he had no heads up of the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago earlier this month.
I didn't have any advance notice. None. Zero. Not one single bit.
The Justice Department secured a search warrant as part of an investigation into records and other material removed from the White House during the presidential transition. Former President Trump and Republicans in Congress have accused the administration of weaponizing the FBI and the Justice Department. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A federal judge in Idaho says the state's new restrictions on abortion, which go into effect on Thursday, cannot be used to stop an emergency procedure under federal health care rules. But a federal judge in Texas has ruled the federal government cannot force doctors in the state to perform emergency abortions.
Texas has a trigger ban on pretty much all abortions in the state, taking effect this week. Health and Human Services had argued, though, that abortions would still need to be provided in the event the life of a pregnant woman is at risk. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra cited the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. But now federal judge James Wesley Hendricks has blocked that federal interpretation of the act, saying it is silent on abortion, that it doesn't address how a doctor should weigh risks to both a woman and her unborn child, and it doesn't require a doctor to create an emergency medical condition for a fetus to stabilize the woman. The White House issued a statement following the ruling, calling it wrong and saying women may die as a result. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kobe Bryant's widow has been awarded $16 million, part of a $31 million jury verdict against Los Angeles County over deputies and firefighters sharing grisly photos of the NBA star, his 13-year-old daughter, and other victims killed in the helicopter crash. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.